Well, good morning again. Happy Father's Day again to the dads. So as I began to think about giving this Father's Day message, I thought to myself, how can I celebrate and honor the fathers? And how can I encourage them? The most important thing that we can do as Christians is to seek to glorify God in all that we do. And you'll hear it here. Week after week, we're to love God, love others, and we're to make disciples. If you're a father here today, that means that you have young disciples or younger disciples who are learning from you. And as I was going about my business a couple weeks ago, I heard a song that I hadn't heard in forever. It was a song called Watching You. Came out in 2006 by a guy named Rodney Atkins. It's not a Christian song, but I'd like to read just a few of the lyrics to you. He says, driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have his toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red, and I hit my brakes, and I mumbled under my breath. His fries went flying, and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, then my four-year-old said a four-letter word that started with S. And I was concerned. I said, son, where'd you learn to talk like that? And he said, well, I've been watching you, Dad. Ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo. I want to be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camel pants. We're just alike. Hey, ain't we, Dad? I want to do everything you do, so I've been watching you. Verse 2. We got back home, and I went to the barn, and I bowed my head, and I prayed real hard. I said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. Then this side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son's Scooby-Doo nightlight, he crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees and he closed his little eyes and he folded his little hands and he spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, now son, where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad. Ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo. I want to be like you and eat my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hands. Yeah, we're just alike. Hey, ain't we, Dad? I want to do everything you do. So I've been watching you. Now maybe some of us relate more to the first verse, our kids picking up our bad habits. But what I want to focus on is the second verse. Old Rodney didn't realize that his son had been watching him, that he had seen him pray. He'd been watching and listening to everything that Dad did. And what I want us to know is this. Don't hold on to guilt and shame, because that's the devil's playground. The enemy's whole battle plan revolves around getting us to wallow in the negative, getting us to feel alone. What we need to do is remind ourselves over and over again that guilt and shame is not from God. We need to focus on who we are in Christ. Focus on the things that are above. When the thoughts of guilt and shame come, we need to go to the Lord in prayer. Jesus knows all that you're going through. He sees you, and he's praying for you. Romans 8:34, who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who is indeed interceding for us. He's interceding, he's praying for us. Hebrews 7:25, consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. I had a mentor one time tell me, remember that you can't shepherd somebody properly if you're not shepherding yourself first. So what does it mean to shepherd yourself? It means to intentionally care for your soul, feeding your soul with God's word and truth, leading your life in an alignment with God's will, guarding your heart and mind against sin, lies, and distractions. I often quote Jerry Bridges, and I'll do it again. Preach the gospel to yourself every day. In his book, Disciples of Grace, Bridges says this. He says, your worst days are never so bad that you are beyond the reach of God's grace. And your best days are never so good that you are beyond the need of God's grace. Remember Christ's life and his death and his resurrection. And remember that you are united with him. Your identity is that you are in Christ. Fight guilt, fear, and pride and doubt by rooting yourself in Christ and his work on the cross. And as Christian fathers, we must shepherd our families. And so what I'd like to do today is look at this powerful prayer from the Apostle Paul. So go ahead and take out your note sheets and your Bibles and turn to Colossians chapter 1 with me. We're going to be focusing on verses 9 through 14, but just to give us a little more context, I'm going to start in verse 3. Let's go ahead and read and then we'll pray. Colossians chapter 1, verse 3. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. Just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. Verse 9. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your glorious word. We thank you for allowing us to read it and to learn from it, to learn who you are. Lord, today we look at this prayer and we pray that you would use it to draw us close to you and that we would learn how to pray like this and that this prayer would strengthen our own prayer lives. Amen. So what I'd like to do today is just to take a look at this prayer verse by verse. And then at the end of each verse, we will craft it into a prayer. And it's a prayer that you can first pray over yourself, and then a prayer that you can pray over your children. And if you're not a father here today, you can still use these prayers to pray for others in your life. Point number one, pray for spiritual clarity and wisdom. Pray for spiritual clarity and wisdom. Paul has a very fatherly tone to his prayer. And interestingly, Paul has never met any of these believers in Colossae. He says in verse 4 that he heard of their faith. Paul is most likely in Rome in prison at this time, maybe possibly under some sort of house arrest. And the church in Colossae was most likely planted by Epaphras. As verse 7 says, they learned the gospel from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. It's also highly likely that Epaphras came to Christ through Paul's ministry in Ephesus. And this would explain Paul's fatherly tone, or should we say grandfatherly tone. Verse 9. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Paul zeroes in here on what is pleasing to God. Paul prays that they would be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. The gift of wisdom and the gift of knowledge are found in Christ. So we need to search the scriptures for Jesus, search for all that they have to say about him. If we want to know what pleases God, if you want wisdom and knowledge, all you have to do is look to Christ. And as you see him more clearly, you will grow in him, and you will become more rooted in him. You will grow in knowledge and wisdom and understanding of his will. So pray for spiritual clarity and wisdom. Ask God to give you wisdom in parenting and in your marriage. Ask for clarity in all of your decision making. Okay, so here's a model prayer number one. These aren't in your notes, but they'll be on the screen. And if you'd like a copy, just send me an email or come find me, and I'd be glad to get you a copy of these. So pray something like this. Lord, fill me with the knowledge of your will, that I may lead my family with wisdom and grace. Grant me clarity in every decision I face, and may all that I do be aligned with your purpose and guided by your hand. Amen. Point number two. Pray for a life that reflects Christ. Pray for a life that reflects Christ. Verse 10. So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Nothing is more beautiful than the glory of Jesus Christ. And this is what Paul says, that this knowledge of God's will leads God's people to do. It leads them to walk worthy. He prays that they would be filled with the knowledge and wisdom and understanding so that they can walk in a manner worthy of Christ. And that is what is pleasing to God, he says. Knowledge. This is the second time he's used this word. And I can't help but think of Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24. It says, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his might, let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. Glorify God. Don't take the glory. All of these things that you might be boasting in. If I'm boasting in my strength, it's a strength that God gave me. If I'm boasting in my riches, it's riches that God gave me. Instead, boast in understanding God. Boast in knowing him. And what does it mean to know God? Well, Jeremiah says that God is a God who practices steadfast love. He's a God of justice, a God of righteousness. Knowing these things delights the Lord. And Paul says, walking in a manner worthy of the Lord is fully pleasing to the Lord. Be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding so that you please the Lord when you're walking worthy. What we're talking about here is becoming more like Christ. The more we grow in our faith, the more we will reflect Christ. Walking in a manner worthy of the Lord looks a certain way. It says that it bears fruit in every good work, that it is marked by someone who is increasing in their knowledge of God. Something really important here. Paul is absolutely zealous for God to give the Colossians more faith in Jesus. He's praying that they would have more love for others, and that they would have more of an understanding of the hope that they have in Jesus Christ. So pray for these things. Model prayer number two. Lord, help me to walk in a manner that pleases you. Let my life reflect your goodness to my family. May our daily walk bear lasting fruit, and may we grow continually in faith, in love, and in the knowledge of who you are. Amen. Point number three. Pray for endurance and joy in fatherhood. Pray for endurance and joy in fatherhood. Verse 11. Being strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. Paul prays that the Colossians would have power. Power for what? If we were to ask God for power, what kind of power would we ask for? Would I ask to be stronger in my day-to-day life? Would I ask to be more powerful in the influence I have on others? Maybe I would ask to be stronger, more godly person. But Paul prays that they would be strengthened so that they can endure and have patience with joy. Interesting. Why does he ask that? Well, because we live in a dark world, and they lived in a dark world. Everything around us is moving in the opposite direction of God. So if we are moving closer to him, the world is going to turn on us. If we please God, we won't please the world. And what this does is it brings suffering. And Jesus told us so. Look at John chapter 15, verses 18 and 19. Jesus says, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." He says something similar in Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. He says, "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved." And similarly, Paul warns of something similar in 2 Timothy 3:12, when Paul said, "Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." Not some, but all will be, he says. And so we need to remember this. And we need to teach our children. Persecution is a part of the Christian life. It might look different for us here in Spokane as it does for fellow believers in Africa. But it's persecution none the same. We need God's power to endure in these times. We desperately need God. By his might, the Lord will empower us to have endurance and patience. And the scripture says, patience with joy. We can have joy through this. We cannot do this in our own strength. So pray for strength in these things. Model prayer number 3. Lord, give me your strength to endure and remain patient through the trials of life. Sustain me when parenting feels overwhelming, and strengthen my family as we seek to live lives that are worthy of you. Amen. Point number 4. Pray for gratitude. Pray for gratitude. There will be suffering, and the darkness of the world, it will weigh on us. The brokenness, the trials, sin and death, it all remains until Jesus returns. But Paul says that through it all, we can give thanks. Verse 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Give thanks to the Father, he says. This is the fourth verb that Paul has used to describe how a believer should walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. A believer who walks worthy should be bearing fruit, should be increasing in knowledge of God, and is being strengthened. And finally, are giving thanks. Give thanks to the Father who has qualified you. Another translation says, who has enabled you to share in the saints' inheritance. This is from the Father. He has made a way for us to participate in his will. This qualification is not based on our effort. It's not based on our merits. God graciously uses us to further his will. He graciously has made us his children. We are mindful of the Lord's kindness, and when we are mindful of it, it should influence everything we do. We should be saturated with gratitude. So pray for thankfulness. Model prayer number 4. Thank you, Father, for calling me to walk in your will and for entrusting me with the gift of this family. Thank you for your constant kindness and grace that sustain me each day. May my family and I be filled with a spirit of gratitude today and always. Amen. Point number five. Pray from a place of identity and redemption. Pray from a place of identity and redemption. Verses 13 and 14. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The truth is that thankfulness is easy when we remember what it is that we have to be thankful for. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness, transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, the kingdom of light. Look at 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. Peter says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. And once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." Amen. We were broken. We were lost and blind, and we were without hope apart from Jesus Christ. And God in his kindness took us from the darkness and transferred us to Christ's kingdom of light. A kingdom where one day there will be no more brokenness. There will be no more tears, no blindness, no pain, no sin. We as believers in Christ share in the inheritance of the saints. If you are here today and you are not a follower of Christ, I beg you to call out to him. Believe that he was raised from the dead. Believe that he defeated sin and death through that resurrection. Ask him to forgive your sins, and he will give you redemption and forgiveness of sins. Fathers, remember and praise him for your redemption. Remember your identity. You are a child of God, and you are redeemed. Model prayer number five. Thank you, Jesus, for redeeming me. Thank you that I am found in you and fully forgiven. Help me to lead my children, not from a place of shame, but from the freedom and hope I have in you. Amen. Through this prayer of Paul's, it is his greatest desire that the Colossians grow more and more in faith. And that's the same desire that Pastor Mark, Pastor Matt, and myself have for all of you. Paul says it in just a few verses later in Colossians chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. He says, "To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ." And then just a few verses later in chapter 2, Colossians 2, 6 and 7, he says this, "Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." Fathers, pray for maturity in Christ. Walk in him. Be rooted in him. Root yourself in him. And shepherd your family to do the same. And do it all with thanksgiving. I'd like to end today by praying a blessing over the fathers. Let's pray. May the Lord bless you with wisdom and strength as you lead your family in love and truth. May your heart remain steadfast in Christ, rooted and grounded in his grace. May your words speak life, and your actions reflect the character of your heavenly Father. May you walk in humility, guided by the Spirit, bearing fruit in every good work. May your children rise and call you blessed, and may your legacy be one of faith, courage, and godliness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Father in heaven, we thank you for your great love for us. We thank you for your word, and we thank you for your glorious Son. It's in his name we pray. Amen.